as to election and electoral matters.
Okay, thank you very much. INEC, as you know, is an OMPE. It's an EMB, election management body. But before elections are conducted, INEC must ensure that people who are qualified to vote at any election must first be on the register of voters. So what INEC does from the beginning is to ensure that voters list is compiled, and that goes to explain that not all citizens of a country or a given society are qualified. The law states that until you are 18 years and above, then you go for registration to become a voter. And after that, you process it as we are today. You must ensure that everyone who has registered and such a person is qualified is given a permanent voter card. Yeah. Because until you have a card, your name alone on the register does not qualify you to vote. So first, you must have your name on the list, and second, you must have a voter register. Then moving forward, a date must be given for such an election to hold. And when dates are given, first, you must know that political parties must conduct party primaries, yeah, to be able to nominate candidates to contest in any election. And so all of these things are processes. And so these are some of the things that INEC must see itself to do, because you must monitor the conduct of the party primaries. And then the list is submitted. You then go to print ballot papers and result forms. Those ballot papers must carry the logo of the parties that are contesting.
Yes.
So when you have that, then you set a date for the election, and then the election date is declared and it is made known to the public. And then you know that naturally the people must go to the various units where they're registered, and then there is time for it, beginning from 8:30 and it ends at 2:30. But that is not to say that when it ends at 2:30, then anyone who had been on the queue before 2:30 is asked to go home. No.
Yeah.
Even if you are 1,000, even if you are 2,000 still on the queue, but you join the queue before 2:30,
yeah,
you will be attended to until the last person is attended to.
Interesting. You know, some of these things, I love the sound of the processes as they come, but a lot of times, and I'm sure you can attest that when we go to the field, sometimes we meet different situations that will demand sometimes different approaches. Yes, and I'm sure over time we've had cases of registrations and transfer of votes and the likes. I'll still take you up on this again. I'm aware that INEC had opened a window for transfer of votes for those who want to register, for those who are 18 and above. Now, in Plateau State, what has been the turnout so far?
Yes, it's encouraging. From the beginning, it was slow. And then as maybe third or fourth week, remember that we're in the second quarter. This exercise started on 28th of June 2021, and we are still on as it is now, expecting that around June, then we end to be able to have time to process and print the permanent voter card. So from that date up to this time, I must tell you very sincerely that it is encouraging, because we have centers in all the 17 local government areas, plus a center at the state office at Miango Road,
right,
Jos. So anyone can go to any of these centers, and once you are there, you only need to know which unit you want to get registered in, whether it is in Kwampan, whether it is in Lantang South. It is your responsibility to know that which is the unit that is nearest to your own house. Because remember also, we had added number of polling units. You know, we used to have voting points, and the voting points have now matured to become independent polling units on their own, and those have been sufficiently publicized, because
yes,
they were done including the communities. So anybody coming from any other community should first of all know which one does he or she wants to get registered to vote in.
All right, that's a good knowledge to hear. I mean, it's a good thing to hear that the elections, I mean, the continuous voter registration is still on, and that's a big sigh of relief to a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening. Mr. Pakim, you belong to the civil society space. You are a public analyst, and I'm sure you've seen a lot going on, especially as regards to the Basa just not by elections. What's your assessment on the process so far? And I'm sure you've also had interface with some political parties. I don't know if you've had that, but I mean, what has been your assessment of the process so far?
Okay. You know, each time I speak, I wouldn't want to be pessimistic, neither would I want to be disrespectful to government institutions and processes. But as a student of the society and a man of process myself, I believe that processes are meant to shape us, to strengthen us, and to guide us. So far, with regards to the election preparation, of course, my leader is from INEC, is here, of which anything that I'm going to say, he might shed more light on it.
All right.
Because from our own end here, yeah, if we within the civil society, of which we are key actors as far as the election, whether monitoring, observation is concerned,
yes,
nobody has sent us any official notification of a stakeholder meeting that has been held. So apparently, we are likely to just feel that elections are not ready, they are not ready to conduct elections. Because the credibility of any electoral process, election is in the electoral process. And if the critical stakeholders are also not involved in it, then there's a problem. That's one challenge on its own part, on the part of INEC. Knowing fully well that, okay, elections in Plateau State are very sensitive in Nigeria.
Yes.
Now, come to think of the religious connotation, vulnerability, and all whatnot that has to do with our own space here.
Yes.
And again, that it is like, it is not a general election. It is an election of a specific federal constituency and a state constituency.
Yes.
So it's like all eyes would be on Basa just note, and also on Panshin note,
Panshin,
right?
Note, yes.
Panshin note. So okay, Panshin, is it Panshin note or Panshin
South?
Panshin South. Okay. Yeah. So which means all eyes are going to be on it. So we don't know what arrangements they are making with regards to security. We were at the meeting yesterday where they were supposed to, the police commissioner invited us for a meeting where they are to discuss electoral matters with the aspirants, with this, to see how these elections, they were, whether we're going to secure, to sign a more or less like a peace accord. Interestingly, the political parties, only few of them came and some did not come. Their aspirants, the frontline aspirants, did not even come for that. So, to an extent, when you go down to the streets, you ask people, are you sure that these elections will be conducted? Yes, tensions are high, but the possibility of even people trusting the process is not even there. I, for one, if you were to ask me, would you trust the system? I would say no until when we're able to see tentatively, okay, what are INEC doing? What are other critical stakeholders doing? Because all these people here has talked about election management bodies. The
yes.
Security are also part of it. What arrangements are the security doing? Because we also need to hear information about what the security are doing. We need to hear information about what INEC is doing. Better for security, they were able to call us for a meeting, for us to be part and parcel of it. And they gave us the opportunity to share our thoughts. But that of INEC, we do apparently do not know. The question I want to ask is this election going to be monitored, or is it going to be observed, or a staggered election, or a by-election, is it that are not to be monitored? And if they are to be monitored, what are the procedures that have been put on ground? Are we, as usual, going to bring people from Abuja and other places to come and monitor elections in Plateau State, who do not understand the sensitivity of our communities, who do not even know our communities? communities more than the way we do. So all these are questions that are really running through my minds and on the minds of a lot of our members, because PVPN is a very large platform. And apart from PVPN, there are other platforms that we, civil society platforms that we know that all these questions are questions that are being asked, but they have not just had the opportunity to really confront INEC on them.
All right, but let me just say this briefly. You know, we have to also balance the thought. Having a strong body sometimes is not enough. I mean, if you ask me, has there been any situation where PPPN have had to interface with INEC over time, you know, so that we can have some of these communications, you know, the communication line? Because, I mean, you mentioned stakeholders, and we cannot do without civil society organizations. It's not possible. We cannot do without religious education.
Exactly.
I'm aware that there are situations. INEC will have meetings with the security, religious bodies, and other civil society organizations. Perhaps, should we say that this is because this is not really just, but these are by elections that we are not having some of this engagement? Well, we will.
You asked whether we have engaged INEC. We have engaged INEC. Of recent, we set up a committee at the level of Plateau Peace Practitioners Network to meet with the INEC. I'm very sure they say that they had a conversation, but I'm happy that the feedback that we got is these are issues that they are also putting at the front burner, because it has been a cause of worry. If you remember the last election, where some people came from wherever that they came from, and the next thing they were at governor's house in Shimaka, they were trying to say, okay, it was a thing on the media. They say that they have come to observe the election in the governor's scene. So these are all concerns. They go to do all manner of things. This is not, they are not based here. They come to create the mess for us here, and at the end of the day, conflict starts. They will jet out of this state, and we are the ones left with the work. So it is better that people within the home front here are engaged, so that we understand the sensitivity of these our communities. We know who to send at what level and who not to send at what level, so that it adds to the credibility of this whole process that we're talking of, which is election, that determines a lot of things, the kind of schools our children go to, the kind of market, whether we are allowed to go out of our houses or not. So elections are very serious business that must be treated with every sense of transparency and accountability.
I must agree with you when you said that elections should be done with every form of responsibility and transparency. So going back to Mr. Silvanus, so what are some of these measures over time that INEC have had or are putting in place to ensure that we have elections be that are credible acceptable generally by the people? I'm aware we've had cases of underage voting before and people who are not even qualified to vote. What are some of those things in place so far?
First, let me respond to what my colleague has said.
Yes.
I think that if we want to speak for the good of the public,
yes,
we must be balanced in the way we tell our stories. If we do not tell our stories in such a balanced manner, we will end up confusing the public. And I don't think that INEC will be part of that. First, INEC has interfaced with a number of stakeholders, including civil society organizations. There was a stakeholders meeting held on 11th of February.
Right.
And so if my colleague in the studio was not part of it, and he belongs to a civil society organization, I am sure that they share scripts, and they must have mentioned to him that such a meeting held. If he didn't know, well, it's not everything that everyone must know, because sometimes...
No, sir, I think I take exception.
What I'm saying, I do not think that we have come here to quarrel.
No,
we are passing information, yes, because we need to help the people. When he says that nothing had happened, it makes it very difficult. Yeah, that is why I'm saying that his knowledge is limited, because a meeting was held. Stakeholders at the state level, for that matter, was held at the state office in Miyango Junction on the 11th.
All right.
We have held meeting with security organizations. The same stakeholders meeting have been held at the various local government areas where this by-election is going to hold.
All right.
And so this is quite encouraging. We have also held meeting with road transport workers. We have held meeting with media. And glad to say, he mentioned that they met and formed a committee to go and interface with INEC. I can tell you here very authoritatively, it was yesterday that that group came.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
It wasn't
okay,
yesterday.
Okay. So,
no.
Let's
I think we need to get the information very straight here. Okay. Because it wasn't yesterday that they went there, that committee went. Please, the committee led by Steve Aluko. It wasn't yesterday that they went.
Or was it the day before yesterday?
It was the day before yesterday.
Okay.
Because meeting we
okay.
had, that the meeting was held.
All right. All right.
Invited.
All right.
We went to meet.
All
to
right.
Ask questions.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So
the day before yesterday.
All right.
The day before yesterday. It doesn't make a big difference.
When did they all announce right.
All right, gentlemen. So let's come to terms.
Announce what?
Let's come to terms.
No, announce. Sorry, who is in control of this program?
Hello. Let's come to terms on
let's
this.
Let's understand ourselves.
Let's come to terms on this.
Yeah.
We are aware that sometimes information can be passed and they come in late and we have a lot to deal with. Now, I must agree that INEC is running around trying to see how these elections go on smoothly. Let me just divert us from this. Let us go back to the question.
No, let me say something. Let me say something.
All right.
While you condemn somebody, you should also appreciate him for something he has mentioned that is relevant. He said something about media or observers coming from Abuja. We also see that as a concern.
All right.
Is that not so? Now, we are looking about a community. And for you to do a good job, you need to know the likes and the dislikes of the people. You need to know the attitude of the people. You need to know how they respond to stimuli. And that we have also advised the national headquarters that on issues like this, it is better to domesticate. Because when you have these people within the state, and I gave an example, if Steve Aluk, who led the group, were able to go back and give them feedback. The thing was simple. We said in situations where people come from very far distance, sometimes it's like they do not know what is the assignment about. Because somebody will come
yeah.
and say, okay, where am I going to observe? Where is my accommodation? Where is my feeding? Now, you are not, while you are doing part of a job that INEC is anchoring, you have a responsibility because you belong to an organization that we have mentioned. And we said, no, that should not be taken. And we keep appealing to our office that, look, while you do that, yes, because it's the same structure.
Okay.
We cannot condemn the structure because for everything, there's a structure. Even in the civil society organization, there's a structure. And you cannot just come one day and you said you pull down the structure. You can only make some amendments. While you include part of these people, you include the other part of the people. And I think that is the record that I said I need to straight because it's in my nature, because I represent an organization that has credibility. I will not just go condemning.
Okay.
I will condemn and I will correct.
All right. So let us, can you just address it that briefly?
Of course, he has addressed it. For me, so that I don't raise another issue again.
All right.
We are at the height of elections. I think each time that we speak about these issues, it is not because we want to condemn any of you. We have an institution that we cherish so much, we respect, and we expect a lot from that institution. And that is why we're raising our concerns about it. If BBPN is not, we have more than 80 organizations who are active on ground, know that they are fictitious organizations. And if a platform, a civil society organization, because we know a couple of dynamics about the civil society thing, this was a conversation that we had yesterday, where a government may just decide to just go and bring in those who they believe that they are more friendly to them and all whatnot, and bring in into a meeting and say, no, you said we should bring civil society.
All right.
We are brought in civil society. So it is important, let it be a takeaway that government, there are civil society coalitions. Let government use these coalitions. If at the end of the day, something happens with those coalitions, even when the team went to your office, we raised this observation, I'm coming because we're clearing out issues here.
All right.
We raised this, there was some somebody that they wanted to add. I would say, no, when you add this person, something happens, INEC decides to give us a certain accreditation for us to go for a certain responsibility. And we don't know where this person, the inclination of this person. It means that if something goes wrong on the field, we cannot even hold any of this person accountable. So we too, within our own space, we're trying to see how do we add value to what INEC is doing. Because if the electoral process is rendered incredible by anybody on the street, it doesn't just affect INEC. It also affects us because the repercussion is going to be on all of us because we are all victims of, we're all living in this
I thought that he should go further to say who was the person that brought the right. other person so that they objected to. Was it INEC or some other persons?
All right.
Because I think we need to clarify some of these things. Because when we speak and we do not make complete statements.
Okay, hold on, gentlemen.
I'm just,
hold on.
Yeah, because you see, we started by discussing INEC and civil society. So that's why I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That we should be able, because we are trying to speak to the public.
Let's take a break.
Is that not so?
We'll clear the issues.
In an ever-changing world, there is a demand for a voice which echoes the thoughts and yearnings of the common man. That voice comes a truth. It's a voice of justice, and ultimately, the voice upholds peace. The Voice is Building Bridges, your radio advocacy platform aimed at building trust and fostering peaceful coexistence among communities, ethnicities, and groups. Building Bridges comes up every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. on J11.9 FM, an initiative of Take and Peace Desk with support by Bread for the World.
Welcome back to the program. It's still Building Bridges. Yes, the conversation is getting more intense here. Well, what I want to put across here is this. We are for the people, first of all. We really want to get the details clear. And this is in a bid to have a free, fair, credible elections. And of course, this is to also have a society that tomorrow all of us will be proud that every joint fiddly supply, INEC is complimented, civil society organizations are also complimented. And I mean, who wouldn't want to thrive in a society like that? Who would want to live in a society that thrives on such values? Now, I want us to talk about the responsibility of voters now. I mean, the role of voters. We are aware that over time, education has come that voters are supposed to go out and queue on an election for elections. And when they vote, there are some key responsibilities they have to do. And I'm sure the civil society space also encourages that. Also, INEC encourages that. Can we agree on such matters? What are the responsibility of voters now? Let's go into that issue.
Well, for INEC, a voter is one who has been legitimately registered. He or she has voter's card. He or she's name is on the register. And on the day of election, it is that voter's responsibility to carry himself or herself to the center where his name appears for voting. And it is also the responsibility of that voter to conduct himself or herself in an orderly manner. It is the responsibility of that voter to vote and then ensure that there is peace in that center. Now, having done all of this, yes, every party has agent. There is security. It is the responsibility of a security person to secure the environment so that every voter can have some comfort. And so, after they have done that, once you are through with your voting process, you can find your level, because already you must have voted for a party. And that party is represented by an agent. So we've just like the last meeting we had last week with political parties, we say to them, you must ensure that the agent that is representing your party is loyal to your party, is sincere to your party. Because most of the times, some of these confusions are caused by even the agents themselves. An agent A representing party A will compromise and go to side party B at the center. So how does it affect INEC?
All right. So let me hear, Mr. Pwakim. What are some of those concerns that you've been, I'm sure you've been doing great work as to voter education. What are some of those things you want to come up with?
Okay, first of all, let me state it here that there's a likelihood of voter apathy in this election itself.
Why?
For those who are, who have interest to protect, would go out of their way to get their interest protected. That's what makes it tense with regards to the issue of peace and security.
All right.
For those who do not have any direct interest, are likely not going to come out to cast their vote. These are feedbacks that we're getting from communities, where, like, the election, the even from the first election itself, where late Metala won, it was an election that did not, let me put it this way, without fear or favor, did not have the credibility of the mandate that should really convey in elections that is conducted. If you remember the 2019 election, there were a lot of loose ends, whether the election of PKK, whether the elections of senator representing, I think only one senator had the clearance that wasn't delayed. That of Central Zone was also, so with South, with Northern Zone,
yeah,
and a couple of elections, even that of the House of Reps of Just North, Bassa, a lot of issues around it. So that alone made people to really feel that we are not ready for the business of the day. We're not ready to do a credible election. I like the fact that he talked about the level to which people control compromise.
Yes.
So some of these things are party issues. Now, if INEC, for me, what are the lessons learned that INEC have picked from these experiences? What are the now, if there are people that INEC have established, how many people have we seen them prosecuted? Have INEC really recommended anybody? Let me not talk for INEC Abuja. Let me talk for INEC here in Plateau State. Have they recommended anybody for prosecution? Since these are issues that their officer is saying, have anybody been prosecuted over electoral offenses? Whether be it has to do with violence, be it has to do with the mutilation of votes, with the tampering of votes, whether by party, because these are things that we do not need an electoral act amendment to really prosecute them.
All right,
these are issues of criminal that can take criminal proceedings.
All right.
So the question is, what has INEC been able to do to mitigate this? Because by the day, if the interest of the people is subjugated, if the interest of the people is not adhered to, then to a very large extent, it loses credibility and
honor. All right, so we have callers on the line. Hello, good morning. Please kindly tell us your name, where you're calling us from, if you're going to call, and just go straight to the point. We have our guest in the studio who will do justice to your program, to your questions. And the number to call is 090-5566-6699. And you can call an alternate number, which is 090-9884-8848. Let us get your thoughts as to what we've been discussing about. All right. So you are making mention of INEC's responsibility and INEC's boundary. However, I want us to also balance this issue. I want us to really want to balance this issue, especially when it comes to issue of underage voting, or when it comes to issues of complaints by electorates of misconduct during elections. What are the processes to register some of those complaints? Because I'm aware there were cases of underage voting, there were cases of toggery, but they were not properly reported. What are those processes that INEC entertains in such complaints?
Yeah, I think it is important that we must always know that there's a process, and the process is what we follow. If there were cases of underage voters, now, who was the one that reported? Because as I speak with you, those who are in the field are different from those who are in the offices. So if...
Hello, can we get a call, please? Hello, good morning. Sorry, we lost that call.
So if there are issues in the field, we expect that people should
document.
All right. Hello. Good morning.
John, good morning.
Good morning. So, Jutsa,
do you have... Jutsa for introduction.
All right, Jutsa, you have just 30 seconds. Let me be...
My brother, let me say something. You know, I just want to throw it to the INEC in the studio there. INEC are the problem we are having in this country.
Is that your opinion?
Let me go straight to the point. You know why? Instead of them to give us a credible election. Okay, now, what are they doing about Mr. President refusing to sign this electoral deed that sent to him?
That's not the responsibility of INEC.
You know what I want to tell you now, my brother? We want to have a credible election in Nigeria. That's why we normally have vote apathy. You understand? Now, the president said that we signed this deal today, but the breaking news now is that they have shifted it to Friday. Let him sign this deal so that we get a credible election.
All right, thank you very much.
That's what is causing vote apathy. When people come out and vote, their vote will not count. That's why people refuse to come out to vote.
Thank you very much, Jusad. God bless you too, Jusad. Yes, I don't think it's INEC's responsibility to ensure that, to lobby that Mr. President signs the electoral bill. Let's get this call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Yes, quickly, let's get your name. You have 30 seconds.
Godwin from University of Jos.
Godwin from Uni Jos.
Yes, the INEC official there made mention of the issue of party agents. And I think that it is very, very vital. But I don't know whose responsibility is it, you know, to ensure that what the party agents bring are actually the reflection of what happened at the polling units. Because, you see, I witnessed the last election. I was one of those that helped INEC officials to pick their proper their things from my polling unit to Government College, Jos. When we got there, what I saw actually worried me, and it gave me a lot of concern about the outcome of our results, you know, during elections. Because I saw party agents conniving with other party agents and party officials to change figures.
Godwin, your time is up.
In the ballot papers. So I don't know whether INEC will accept anything that is given to them, because there are a lot of cancellation in some ballot papers. That is my concern.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your concern, Godwin. So we have concerns coming left, right, and center. And unfortunately, our time is running against us. All right, let's get this call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Can you turn down the volume of radio set, please?
All right. Good evening. I'm Blessing calling from Busa Abuji.
Blessing from Busa Abuji. You have 30 seconds, please.
Yes. All right. I just want to ask the INEC officer a question about the INEC that you say the situation is going, voters card that is going on now.
Yes.
Where can just not register their own?
All right. So where can just not people register, have their voters card? I mean, get me registered. All right. Thank you. You answer that quickly. Thank you very much.
The INEC office for Just North is at Apollo Crescent.
All right.
So if she's willing to do it, or some other person has approached her, she should direct the person to INEC office, Apollo Crescent.
All right. Hello, good morning.
What?
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah. Let's get your name and where you're calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quickly.
My name is Mr. Luca.
Musa Luca from
Etoba. Yeah. Please, I want to raise a motion. There is this missing. So what's my distances of the election that very day? And two, issue of all this selling of votes and the rest of them, how will somebody report that case immediately?
All right. So, thank you very much, Mr. Luka. We've gotten your point. Then I'll just give space for one last call. Then I'll allow my guests to just air out their views quickly, and we'll continue. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. John.
Good morning, Madam Queen.
Thank you, Madam Queen, for having us.
All right. 30 seconds.
Yes. When we talk about this underage voting, I don't know what will be the response of the INEC personnel that you said. You see, is it not the INEC that registered these people? if there is no way that you see an underage child coming to register, that you cannot detect their age. Because definitely you will know that these people are not up to the age that they claim. You can imagine some children are up about 10 years, 12 years. They will come and line up, and the INEC will issue this card to them. When they, even the adults, they cannot get the card. I want to ask this question. If you lost your temporary voter's card, how will you be able to get the card? They talk about multiple registrations. So I want the INEC personnel there to pick us on that issue. If you misplace your temporary voter's card, how will you be able to get the original card?
All right. Thank you very much, Madam Queen. Yes, that's the size of the course we are going to pick this morning. Gentlemen, the floor is open. You want to respond to the calls and some of the complaints raised?
Well, the first thing is, if she has lost her temporary voter's card, is for her to remember the information and where she registered, and then she should say those things at those centers, and then they may check in the PDF and give her another temporary voter's card, waiting for when the permanent voter card is ready, she presents and collects.
So where can she get that? Not at headquarters?
No, the center where she did the registration. But now, if she did it at the PU at that time,
yes,
then I don't expect she should be holding a temporary voter's card in the first instance.
Okay.
But if it is the recent one, then she only needs to go back to that center where she did the registration and say, my name is XYZ, age this, phone number this. They will check at the PDF and that information will be seen.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Kwakim, so let's look at, I know you have a lot to want to, but our main time has passed spent. So let's get your concerns. What are your concerns for the coming elections in Jos North, Basa, and also in Pashen?
I've shared many concerns, of which my Oga at the top here is seem to be not to be too comfortable about it. These are enough concerns. My own is to remind people that no election is worth the blood of anybody.
I agree.
Even
with that.
A foul, if you're offering it as a sacrifice, except you're using it for celebration. So don't go and kill anybody because the votes did not go in your direction.
Yeah.
Stay there, but I must remind you that you will stay there to protect your vote.
All right.
And put an eye on anything that happens. If you see something, you must say something. The security, I am very sure they'll be there to guide the process. INEC officials, I guess they'll be up and doing in their responsibilities. And at the end of the day, on Sunday, we should be able to come out to have a result and everybody goes its normal way.
Yes, and I'm sure by the grace of God, same time next week, we'll come back for a review of this. If I will have your acceptance, I want to agree, I want to plead and beg that we come back and do a review. Let's do a review of what transpired over the weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for calling and for being part of this program. Unfortunately, time has always been our enemy on this show. I'm sure there's much to say. Thank you very much, Mr. Sylvanus Yepi, for coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
Yes, again, thank you very much, Mr. Parkin Jacob, for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Yes, this is the size of our package for building bridges today. Let's do the same time next week by the grace of God. And I will always say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons and daughters of God. Bye for now.
So, Parkin.
Yes, boss. Did you see the angle I was in? Communication. You cannot lay a foundation and that.